Pod Culture, episode 406, Blast from the Last. This episode of Pod Culture is brought to you by Audible.com. Choose from over 100,000 titles and get a free audiobook download at audibletrial.com/podculture. And by Clara. For the funniest and fuzziest of podcast interruptions, be sure to hire Clara, the Impossible Cat. Okay, guys, how are we going to open up?
Probably introducing ourselves.
Okay, I'm Brad.
I'm Glenn.
I'm Christina.
And I'm Adam.
Well, that takes care of that. Anything else?
Done.
None?
What are we doing?
Pod Culture.
Right.
And
when are we doing it?
Now.
You know, on Pod Culture, we've talked about adventures and time and space, and Adam's done his adventures
I've done
and everything.
My share of adventures. Yes.
You have achieved your Everest,
you know,
this year.
Glenn,
for this year.
You fly in a news chopper, so you know there's some interesting stuff there.
Mm-hmm.
But someone has, you know, topped us all this year.
Aww.
And what has she done, Christina?
Me?
They kicked you out of the country.
They did. They kicked me out, and I ran screaming. I ran screaming back to my homeland. I went to England with my mother. And we spent 3 days in Coventry, starting the 18th of November. And then we spent 7 days in London. And then we spent 3 days in Paris. And it was a most excellent adventure.
That sounds awesome.
It really, really was. My mom has never been anywhere outside the country except for Canada. And she has not flown since I was 10. Mm-hmm. So for her, it was even more of an adventure. I mean, I've been to England twice so far, and this was her first time doing anything like this. It was crazy. We got to Coventry, and we didn't stay with friends of mine, but we ended up spending a lot of time with them. And my friend James, that I've known for 12 years now, his sister cooked us Thanksgiving dinner. Ginormous amount of food. She couldn't decide what to make, so she made some of everything. It
awesome.
Was amazing.
Except
cranberry sauce. Or pumpkin pie, because she didn't understand how you could put pumpkin in a pie and have it be good.
I still don't understand that.
But it was wonderful, because they are really like family. I mean, they're just wonderful people, and they really are like family. And it's an old city, and I'm for anything old. Mm-hmm. And you're walking.
Of course, she lives with me.
You're walking down these cobblestone streets that are from the 14th and 15th century, and these little Tudor style buildings, and it's just amazing that all this stuff is still standing. And Coventry Cathedral, the old cathedral, was bombed during the war,
mm-hmm.
and rather than rebuild the cathedral on the spot, they maintain it as it is, as a ruin. But right next door, they built a whole new cathedral.
Mm-hmm.
So you can walk through the old one, the ruins of the old one, and then walk across the street and see this new shining, new, you know, all
wow.
shiny modern one. But the modern one really isn't as cool
no.
as the ruins
no.
of the old one are.
I'd much rather walk through the ruins of that one. Yeah,
Lady Godiva. It was Coventry. And there's a statue of her in the city center, and it's just a
good fashion sense.
People say Coventry, you know what's there, and so but there's just history, and that's mm-hmm. the most important thing to me is
yep.
the history
mm-hmm.
and friends. And our hotel was great; they had free Wi-Fi and breakfast, and everything was included, and it was fabulous. We took the bus, which freaked my mom out. She doesn't like not being in control, and she thinks if you miss the bus, that's going to be the only one to ever come. Even though they run every 15 minutes, she was afraid we weren't.
So she needs happy pills?
She could have used them. She really could have used them, because she was worried about everything. She was worried about her diabetes on top of everything else. I said, Mom, just you take care of diabetes, I'll take care of everything else. But we were fine, and it was fun, and it was sad to leave our friends. Then we went on to London on the 21st, and the first whole day there, we went to Cardiff. And no, I take that back. We ended up waiting a couple of days because it was pouring down rain. And we did a lot of shopping for my sister because Sissy wanted yoga pants. And you can't find yoga pants that say London on them. So we spent more time shopping. And I'm like, Mom, I want to go look at stuff. Come on. We took the tube, which was interesting because they're the escalators from hell. They go really fast and they're really steep and yeah. They're really scary. It is not a very handicapped accessible city at all. Oh. If you're in a wheelchair, you're kind of up the creek. We took a day trip to Stonehenge.
Awesome.
And Bath, which was awesome.
So you fucking did Stonehenge.
I did Stonehenge. We're not doing the fucking Stonehenge. Spinal Tap, I love that movie. but we had a really great tour guide. He was really animated and cute. And it was fun. And I did the Stonehenge speech that will be, if the audio was good enough, Brad can clean it up and we'll insert the Stonehenge speech from Doctor Who somewhere along the way.
Cars interrupt us.
And awesome. There's also video of me doing the Stonehenge speech. Because my mom's like, why don't we just videotape it? I'm like, do we have to? She's like, you're here, why not? I'm like, all right, I'm already embarrassed. Let's just do it.
Just get it over.
That's awesome. They're like crazy Americans.
I know. My God.
Now, did you ape Matt or Sylvester's version?
Neither one. I did my own.
Okay.
What else? We went to Cardiff for a day.
Awesome.
And that was fantastic. That was lovely. And there's just so much history. I mean, you think of America as a country, and we're just
babies.
Yep. We're like amoebas compared to the history of you know, the UK.
You got a time where you checked in when you're at the coffee shop.
Oh, there is a place. Well, okay. The original reason we ended up in Cardiff was on my grandpa's side of the family. That's where they're from. Mm-hmm. And my mom's like, we're going to be that close. Everything's an hour and a half away from each other because the whole country is the size of Texas. Let's just go and like take a day and go to Cardiff. I'm like, twist my arm because, hello, everything I love is filmed there. And we get there off the bus and we took the train and took the bus and get off at the Millennium Center. And across the street is the Eli Jenkins pub. And that was my family's last name, was Jenkins. So we're like, maybe, let's just go in and have some coffee.
Any relation named Leroy?
It was freezing. It was absolutely freezing. So we got some coffee, and I'm like, oh, Wi-Fi. Everybody said there was going to be Wi-Fi everywhere. There is, but you can't get into it. Here you can get into the Wi-Fi. So I'm like, I can finally check Facebook. Oh, my God. So I check in, and the options to check in where you could check in at Cardiff Bay, you could check at the Eli Jenkins pub, you could check in at Torchwood. Hell
what?
Yeah! I'm checking in at Torchwood.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's
and
awesome.
So I took a picture out the window. You could see the Millennium Center from the pub because it was literally right across the little road.
Oh, cool.
It was so cool. And I took a zillion pictures.
Should have found Jubilee Pizza.
You know what?
Yeah.
We walked that whole area and it was just, it's beautiful. It's just old and beautiful. And we took the hop off bus tour, which are genius. If you're new to a place or you don't feel like having to navigate their own transport system, see if there's something like a hop on hop off tour. It's a little more expensive, but you get to see everything and you can get off and on wherever you want as long as the bus runs.
That's cool.
As long as you make sure you keep an eye on what the last time of the last stop is. And since it's the stupid daylight savings time, everything ends early because it gets dark at like 3 o'clock.
Oh,
wow.
It gets, okay, not 3 o'clock, but it gets dark really early. It was like 4:30, about 4:30, it was starting to get dark. So that's why I was like, let's get up at 6 o'clock and get, like, do a bunch of stuff because it's going to get dark early. But yeah, I highly recommend the hop on, hop off tours. It was the big red bus tour in London, and it was the city sightseeing in Cardiff. And it's a little more, you know, than a tube or like the local transport would be, but you see everything. And there's an audio thing that you listen to, and it gives you the whole history of like of each stop. And it's just, it's neat for somebody who's never been to somewhere just to see everything. That was a day that was a little precarious because there was a lot of flooding. There was a lot of rain. And so a lot of the train routes were flooded. So on the way home that day from Cardiff, they're like, the bus from Paddington Station, which is where we were going to, has been canceled. I'm like, oh. So I hope we can get back. So then mom starts freaking out. What if we can't get back? I'm like, I think if it would have been canceled, we would have heard about it by now. But that was very cool. And we went to went and saw Phantom. That was wonderful. Oh, my God. the first night in London, we went and saw Phantom. We got our tickets at the train station, oddly enough. And we get to the theater, and it's beautiful. And it's my first time seeing it in London. And I look at the marquee to see who's playing the Phantom that day. And it's the actor who we first saw play Phantom on Broadway 18 years ago.
Wow.
Kid you not, I nearly passed out.
Oh, but it gets better.
The actress that played Christine in the video of Love Never Dies, DVD of Love Never Dies, she was Christine.
Wow.
I was freaking out. I was literally freaking out. I was like, oh my God, it could not get any...
Perfect.
Like, there are only two actors in the universe who could have made that cooler. Like, the first ever Phantom I saw and Michael Crawford.
Mm-hmm.
That was the only thing that could have made that cooler. And of course, since we stood at the stage door in New York, we had to stand at the stage door in London and say hi to the guy. My mom's like, we saw you 18 years ago on Broadway. I'm like, Mom, don't make him feel old. But he hugged us and he kissed us and he thanked us for coming. And he was the nicest man.
Oh, cool.
We got a little bit lost a couple of times.
That's right.
But that was part of the adventure.
Sometimes that's when you have the best adventure sometimes.
Oh,
that is my philosophy.
Except when you're with your mom and she freaks out easily.
And hey, that is not my philosophy.
She's afraid that's the only subway that's ever going to come and you're never going to find your way out. Like, Mom, it's going to be okay. I promise you.
Don't ever ask her to find the Greyhound bus station in Cincinnati.
Oh, my God. I was riding the tube with an RAF guy sitting next to me. We couldn't have been that, it couldn't have been that bad off.
Yeah.
We'd have been okay.
Thank you. Got a little protection there.
I think we're okay. Yeah. Yeah. He was super nice. But London was wonderful. I got to catch up with an old friend from high school, Michelle. She goes to school there. And I had not seen her in 17 years.
Wow.
And we went for Chinese, and we just had a great time shopping, and that was my 5 minutes of snow. We were on our way to a store called Primark, which is kind of like Target, only bigger. And it snowed for like 5 minutes, and London's all done up for Christmas because they couldn't care less about Thanksgiving. Everything's all lit up for Christmas, and we're shopping, and I'm shopping with my friend I haven't seen in forever, and it starts to snow. I'm like, it cannot get any better than this. Like, this is fabulous. It's
like something out of a TV commercial.
It really was. So we had to stop and take a picture.
Yeah. Cool.
And it was really good. And I took her to see Wicked because Mom had never seen Wicked. And we went and saw that, and that was wonderful. And she loved it. Then our last day in London, we couldn't decide what to do. We're like, do we want to see a show again, see Phantom again or Wicked again, or Bath again because it was so pretty? It's like we only had like 3 hours there on the tour. Mm-hmm. Let's see how much it is to take a train. Let's just be crazy and spur of the moment and see how much it is to take a train there. So we did the math, and to spend the day there, it was only like £12 more than it would have been to stay in town and see a show. Let's go to Bath and spend the day. okay, why the hell not?
Dalkin, Tony Head.
So that's what we did. And they had had one of the hop-on, hop-off tours, too. Like, let's do that. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's what we did. And it's so, like, Romans were there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, really Romans. Rory the Roman Roman. And it's just, it's so gorgeous. And even though we were freezing our asses off, it was so bitterly cold and rainy. It was so beautiful. So that's how we spent our last day in London. I'm trying to think of what else we did. We just kind of did everything we could possibly do. We went to Hamleys, the world's largest toy store, went to Build-A-Bear.
Brought back a Putsy and Blush.
We brought back a Putsy, yeah. I had a whole backpack of teddy bears on the way home.
When when we were watching the prequel on
the
little bear that's on the corner for children in need.
Bear sells them.
Gotcha.
They have a little boy and a girl bear. Nice. And so she
and
got
so one much of each bear goes to charity. You know, not so much of each bear. I can't see your brain.
Well, Budsy does have an eye patch.
So much of the proceeds go to the Children in Need Foundation. We took the tour on the Thames, which was freezing and scary and beautiful because I hate boats, but I did it.
I'm on a boat.
I have a picture of me in front of the London Eye, smiling like a spaz.
Cool.
Of course.
You find that shot from Rose where it's the doctor and Rose?
I have a picture of that, but I also have a picture of me on the banister from the episode of Doctor Who with Jack where he does the face of Bowline.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I found that area. And inside the Millennium Center, I do have a picture of me inside the Millennium Center holding up my hands like the dudes from that episode.
The
Girl
robots.
Who Waited.
Yeah.
Total spaz, but I don't care. They'll never see me again, these people.
Do you stand on the paving stone and see if anybody can see you?
Okay, here's the lie that I was told. I was under the impression that there was some sort of something telling you that was the spot. Because on top of the Empire State Building from Sleepless in Seattle, there's a little stone that says Sam and Annie in a heart. Mm-hmm. I was under the impression there was something similar, like at the bay. No. Nothing. No tortoise. No, nothing. There was a shocking lack of Doctor Who stuff in England. Amazing lack of stuff.
That's it.
It really is. Because I was expecting to see stuff everywhere, especially around Christmas time. And there wasn't. I even asked the lady in the little shop. Like, it was embarrassing, but I did it.
You love the little shops?
I love a little shop. But my mom's like, just ask. I said, Mom, I don't want to ask and be a dork.
Too late.
Because I'm wearing my Doctor Who shirt. I'm like, I don't want to be a dork, Mom.
You don't want to be that person.
No, and I was, because I asked. Because I'm like, I don't want to miss it. I want to be wandering around looking at the ground for half an hour.
Yeah.
But it was good. We just got to see a lot of stuff. There was just so much stuff to see and not enough time to see it in. Mm-hmm. And it did. It got dark so early that we had to get a really early start to even see anything. And my mother just wanted to shop. But Mom, you can shop at home.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see things. Like, if she was a little more okay on her own, I would have left her. Mm-hmm. And said, you shop, you be here at the mall, I will see you in a couple hours. You know, I'm going to the Louvre, here, go do shop. But
she'd be like, you're going to the Louvre.
What? For hours?
Thank you.
Are you okay?
Thank you. She was just a little bit quicker than I was.
And bless her heart, she couldn't figure out the money, even though it very clearly states the money. It's very clear on each of the coins what it is, and she just couldn't cope with it.
It's a heavy money. It's £2. Why do we so much?
Bless her fluffy heart. She was just having the hardest time. Everything was stressing her out. I mean, she had a wonderful time, but everything was stressing her out. And then we go to Paris.
Oh, boy.
We took the Eurostar, which was kind of awesome. And we get out of the tunnel, and it's like Beauty and the Beast. There are all these little towns in the middle of nowhere.
You start singing?
I hummed Provincial Life from Beauty and the Beast. You have to, because it's perfect. It was about an hour or so on the train, and we get there, and we get to the train station and change some money, thinking the exchange rate would be a little better, and it wasn't. It was like $1.60-something for a euro, which totally sucked. But it was $1.50-something for a pound. So it was slightly better, but not much. We get there, and we get kind of whisked by a taxi driver to our hotel who had no idea where he was going. And I, like, I had the piece of paper with the address in my luggage in the trunk. And I'm telling him in French, this is the hotel that, you know, this is the hotel. And he had no idea where it was. I said, just get us to the Opera House. It's right around the corner. Just, you know, the Opera House. Well, we finally get there. He gives me the wrong change, but he's already gone by the time I realize he's giving me the wrong change.
He saw you coming.
He saw us coming. Well, he saw my mother coming. And we get there, and it's under under renovation, the hotel. So it's kind of crappy. It's kind of crappy, and my mother's wigging out because it's kind of crappy. It's like, well, it's not dirty. It's just not as nice as it is in the pictures online. And there's an extra charge for Wi-Fi, but the Best Western across the street doesn't have their Wi-Fi locked down. So we're using their Wi-Fi. Because it's ridiculous to have to pay as much as we did in London for Wi-Fi.
Drama on birthdays and brown-colored Skittles. Self-righteous jerks who make me feel belittled. Prostitute outfits and guests who won't leave. These are a few of my biggest pet peeves. Sentences ending with a preposition. Those who are wrong and refuse all admission. Embezzling CEOs and petty thieves. These are a few of my biggest pet peeves. But there is still no annoyance so heinous as one that makes me cringe and bleed from my anus. This misapplication, it's terribly wrong. Making this tune here a Christmas time song. There's no Santa, there's no Jesus, there's no damn Jack Frost. Can someone please tell me how this tunes your time? So why play it now? I'm lost. If you think just cause it says things of winter means the sun's Christmassy, your thinking's hindered. It doesn't work that way, it's not so hard. Stop thinking so black and white, you retard. The overall theme should be what you consider, not just certain keywords you flip in the home letter. And if you should doubt my case, since you're so smart, just tell me what's festive about this next part. When the dog bites, when the bee stings, wait, that upsets you most. I mean, what about Nazis, the plague, Justin Bieber, or dreaded trash talk show hosts? Jeremy Kyle and Steve Wilkos are major pricks. Forgive me, I seem to have gone on a tangent. This song's not going quite how I had planned it. I still insist this is no Christmas tune, initially sung for a rainstorm in June. Don't get me wrong, though, the song is just peachy. It's certainly better than lectures on Nietzsche. It's better than bigotry, I do believe. As a matter of fact, there are far worse pet peeves. Honey Boo Boo, nepotism, middle seats on planes. I think of these pet peeves when this song is played. Then this tune won't seem so lame.
Time to refresh your geekness with a little geek cuisine. And Christina, you kind of picked this one out. It's something of an adult nature.
It is. It is Great Lakes Brewing Company Christmas Ale. And it's, as it's named, a seasonal lager that they make. And I have not had it myself yet, but I have heard that it's an amazing thing. And it's become very hard to come by.
Apparently so. Okay, yeah, I remember the story the lady at the World Market was telling.
She said they're getting one case and that she'll take our name if we want part of the case. But they had individual bottles. She said they had five individual ones left if you wanted just like a single bottle or two.
Wow.
You could get them. But apparently back home, it's fantastic. And it's even hard to find it in Ohio where it's made. So I don't know. It might be not good, but everybody says it's lovely.
And
Brad's going to try to open it.
I'm going to try to open it because I haven't really had a chance to use this. But Christina pointed out when I was looking for a bottle opener, dude, you got one sitting right next to the parsec.
We are in a car.
Yeah. It's many years ago, you know, our former home at Farpoint Media. They had a show called Michael and Evil, or Dragon Page Winging It. And that was back even before Michael and Evil's Winging It. But they one of the fundraisers they did is they sold these funky little bottle openers.
Cool.
So, one of these things.
Oh, my.
There we go. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Dungo!
Dungo! Knew that one was coming.
I didn't even see that one.
Apparently, I don't need quite so much, but I think my brother said it tastes like Christmas.
Ah,
I said, Eric, what does Christmas taste like? He said, Christmas ale. I said, no, it doesn't help me when you say that. It doesn't help me when you say that. It smells like beer.
Well, it is beer.
It doesn't smell like Christmas. Unless it's Christmas on my other side of the family.
Oh, I like
Well, you're Catholic, though.
So
no, but the other side of my family.
Well, in here, because you'll be the only one of us that'll drink it.
Okay. Yeah, it might be good. Me some beer? I haven't tasted it yet.
You know, I'm Catholic, and I'm from a German heritage, and I don't drink beer, but I will take one for the team.
I've seen you put away some. I've seen you put away some Midori sours.
Yeah, I didn't.
Or not Midori. Emerald sours.
I didn't say I was a teetotaler. I just said I don't drink beer.
And you rather like the Fireball too.
It was quite nice.
Yeah. Our full-bodied spirited ale is as festive as the season. If I can read,
yeah, it
its copper color and flavorful taste are a combination of cinnamon, ginger, and honey. So we ask that you savor the flavor responsibly.
Hey, your brother raised about this crap.
So. That's what I just said.
No.
Sounds good.
Right.
Woo! Hoppy.
Maybe if it was room temperature, I could taste it more.
You don't like it?
No.
It's a little...
Oh, that's almost soapy.
Bitterish, but it's...
Oh, that's
the
vile.
The cinnamon catches Hoppy. Up with you.
And it's not terrible.
And the ginger catches up with you.
There was a little bit of a burn on that. But yeah,
I'm wondering if it's better room temperature because the pumpkin ale that I had years ago, it was okay cold, but it was much better room temperature. You could taste it more.
Mm-hmm.
I've only had one beer I ever liked. A fraternity brother of mine worked at the liquor store, and he had this Mexican peach beer.
Ooh.
They put real peaches into
it. I had with you one time. You went over to his house or something like that.
Over, that not sounds
near
lovely.
Near where River Valley is.
Ew.
Yeah.
Where my mom's old school was.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, that was with you when he had it, because if that's what I remember, that was pretty decent.
That was pretty good.
I like Blue Moon if you put orange in it.
Oh, yes.
A slice of orange in it. I like Blue Moon because it's not beery.
I like Blue Moon.
Not a fan
like
of this.
Sam Adams.
Stella.
Stella Artois.
I like the bookends. I like Guinness and I like Blue Moon. I like the very very light, and then I like the
ones you got to chew with.
I'm not a fan of Guinness.
I don't get the appeal either, but yeah. I'm not a beer drinker of any sort.
No, me neither. And so I didn't expect to like this. It doesn't have as bad of an aftertaste as a lot of beers.
No, it doesn't.
I'll give it that, but it is a little too much beer flavor
taste like
for my.
No, I can't say it tastes like Christmas.
But it's not bad.
Nope. I'm giving it a thumbs down.
I'm not sure why it's so popular. But yeah. Then again, I'm not a beer drinker, so I don't know.
I'm not a connoisseur, though I do like my occasional beer.
Well, I do know you like your beers.
But
I have had a couple of the other Great Lakes Brewing Company. I've had the Elliott Ness, and I've had the Dortmunder, mm-hmm. and they're okay. Again, I'm not a huge beer fan, but I was at the Great Lakes Brewing Company, and I'm like, I can't not
when
try
in Rome.
It, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Bottled in Cleveland.
Yep.
Well, yeah, I'm giving it a thumbs down, Glenn.
I abstain because I don't like beer, so of course right. I'm going to give it a thumbs down.
So my vote doesn't really.
Yeah,
no,
my
it's
vote
not,
doesn't
I mean,
count.
It's not bad.
It's not bad. No. It's different.
It doesn't have that icky beer aftertaste like mm-hmm. normal, like redneck.
If you're a beer drinker,
do.
You'll probably will like it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You might like it.
It's not redneck beer.
Gold medal winner from the World Beer Championships.
Huh. Shows what we know.
Yep. I don't know damn thing about beer.
So,
but yeah,
there you go.
Great Lakes.
It was worth
Christmas
trying.
Ale.
Just so I can tell my brother I tried it.
If you can track it down, apparently it's highly acclaimed. Give it a shelf. Give it
after.
A shot, and decide for yourself. And we will be back with more pod culture right after we find something tastier to drink.
Big Thanksgiving dinner, after quite the feast, watch a little football and some home movies. Bedtime comes for families, every mom and pop. Alarm goes off at 4 a.m. because it's time to shop. Winter coats and wool hats, just in case there's snow. O'er the river and through the woods, to Walmart we go. Soon we'll be invading, busting down the door. Led by all the hardcores who camped out the night before. Black Friday!
Black Friday!
Oh, what a joyous day, when our consumer culture comes together come what may. Black Friday!
Black Friday!
It brings us so much cheer, to help our nation's stores who have been in the red all year.
Excuse me, do you have any more of the exclusive Iron Man versus Dora the Explorer playsets?
Whatever's out on the shelves is all we have.
You're lying! Grab his leg!
New Nintendo system, just $100. So who cares if grannies will get trampled in the rush? Survival of the fittest at the shopping mall. Let there be peace on earth.
Get your hands off that Elmo doll, it's mine!
Black Friday!
Black Friday!
Sing sports the local news. Because your love is measured by the items that you choose. Black Friday!
Black Friday!
At Toys R Us it's king. They never call it Black Friday around there. They call it green.
Give me that half-price key or I'll rip your fucking spleen out.
Relax. What are we all so worked up over anyway?
How am I supposed to know? Jesus Christ.
So, we get to Paris and I'm sorry. There were a few nice people that we came across, a few shopkeepers that were super nice, and the concierge at the hotel was nice. But as a whole,
la douchebags.
The Parisians that I encountered, it's not that they were mean or deliberately mean. They were just rude and insensitive and just not nice. Not, I mean, there's a clear path on either side of you and they're coming at you. Instead of going around you or you going around them, they come at you. And I can handle rude. I can handle rude all day long. But when you're physically pushy, I don't like that. Please don't knock me down. I can't afford to break anything in France. Thank mm-hmm. you. You know, like mm-hmm. you can break me in England. That's fine. I don't mind to stay there. You know? If I just spend an extra 2 weeks in the hospital there, no problem. Please don't break anything on me in France. But it was beautiful. I mean, you know, the rude people aside, the architecture is just amazing. And you think about something like the Arc de Triomphe and that the Nazis marched through yep. there. And you're on that same street. It's like, holy crap. Just the history. Mm-hmm. Just the history alone is enough to knock you over with
I
a feather.
It. I love it.
And we had the same kind of tour bus thing, and we just hopped on and hopped off and listened to the history. And the lady who did the voiceover in English sounded a lot like Elizabeth Sladen.
Which is kind of spooky.
It really kind of was. But it was beautiful. It was, and I achieved my most high goal in life for the rest of my life. It's crossed off my list. I've been to the Opera House. And it was so much more beautiful than I could have ever imagined. I don't know how they keep it clean. I really don't. There's so much sculpture and everything and opulence. And there's like 37 kinds of marble in the staircase alone. It's crazy gorgeous. And I just don't know how they keep it clean.
Wow.
Like,
do you sit under the chandelier?
I sat under box 5, which was better. Mm-hmm. Our tour guide was cute and charming, and he was lovely. He was absolutely lovely. But it was quite possibly the most beautiful thing I've ever seen in my whole life. And I admit to being a little bit teary-eyed, you know, staring at the actual chandelier going, okay, I could die now and be totally fine. I'm good now for life.
Like, did you do the under the Opera House tour?
No, we could have done the sewer tour, but there was so much to do in so little time. But yeah, he thankfully another girl in my tour asked about the theater being haunted, and I felt like saying, "Dumbass, it's a theater. Of course it's haunted." Like, story aside,
yeah,
it's a theater. It's going to be haunted by actors and stuff, dancers and everything. I wanted to smack her, but I'm glad it wasn't me. But he was talking about, you know, the story of the Phantom. And he said, this is box 5. Everybody say hi, Eric. And everybody said, hi, Eric. And I got a little beklempt. But it was just absolutely beautiful. I just can't even imagine that it's still a functioning. The ballet operates out of there now, and the opera itself has another opera house. But the ballet does all their stuff there now, and it's huge. I mean, it's absolutely huge. We had to stand on the balcony, not quite on the roof, but like just under the roof, and just the view. I just can't even imagine. You can follow me on Facebook and see all the pictures. I just, yeah, that was the first day. I'm like, okay, we can go home now. Like, I'm good. I'm done. But my mom almost got left off the bus when she got off the bus to take a picture of the Eiffel Tower at night.
Oops.
Yeah.
That would have been ugly.
She got off to take a picture of the Eiffel Tower lit up, and they almost started to pull away.
Uh-oh.
Well, there were some groups of tourists that were obnoxious. And I won't say anything because I don't want to sound racist, but there was a group of tourists that was really obnoxious. And the bus stopped outside the Eiffel Tower for a good 10 minutes when they were outside taking pictures of themselves and of everything and the grass and the air and the clouds and everything. But when she got out to take a picture for 5 seconds, the bus started to pull away. I'm like, oh my God. Like, there would have been an international incident. She was already having a hard enough time because nobody understood it. Well, nobody acted like they understood her. And she was very frustrated. And I understood enough French to get by and spoke enough to get. I think they appreciate that you try.
Parlez-vous fromage?
You do. But I think they appreciate that you try, and I think they appreciate that I tried, and they were okay with me, but she was just having no luck with anybody, and she was trying to order a Happy Meal at McDonald's. This poor boy was maybe 16.
I love Happy Meal.
And they had this kiosk where it's a touch screen, you order what you want, you pay by credit card, you pick it up, you're good to go. No talking to anybody. You know, she could have done that.
My kind of ordering.
She didn't want to do that. She didn't want to do that at all. But mom, okay, let me handle it. Just find a seat. Let me handle it. No, she wanted to come with me. And like, he wouldn't understand that she wanted a Happy Meal. And she kept saying kids meal. I want a kids meal. Well, there's no kids meal on the menu. Kids meal. Kids meal.
Happy Meal.
Kid, kids, man. And she kept getting louder. Mm-hmm. Like, if she was louder, it would suddenly be French.
Stereotypical.
American, mm-hmm. exactly. Stereotypical. I'm like, oh, man.
Here we are.
Poor kid. And he was flustered because he wasn't even being rude. Mm-hmm. He was flustered because he couldn't understand her. I'm like, Mom, just stop talking. Let me do this. And finally she goes, Happy Meal. And his face lights up like, that's it. This poor kid.
Uh-huh.
I was like, oh my God. But after that was easier because they have little stands on the street corners where they sell crepes and sandwiches, which are brilliant. I got this like foot-long baguette with brie on it for like €3, which is like five something. And that was like my meal the whole day. And it was wonderful. So that's what we did from then on. Because that kid spoke enough English. Mm-hmm. It was outside Notre Dame and there were all the shops there. So we pretty much hung around that area.
I had a hunch you'd go there.
We got to go to Mass there. We got there just in time to catch Mass.
Wow.
It was amazing. It was absolutely, and awesome. As soon as the bell started ringing, I got a little teary-eyed. I'm like, it's the bells of Notre Dame. Oh, my God. Man.
Yeah, that's cool.
Oh, my God. And again, just the history. I mean, 2013, they're celebrating their 850th anniversary. Come on.
That's crazy.
Yeah. I can't even imagine anything that old.
Wow.
And it was just beautiful. The only complaints I had about Paris.
They don't build them like that anymore.
No, exactly. And just the architecture alone was gorgeous. It was so, like you said, the quality. Like, they don't make things like that anymore. They don't make statues and gargoyles and stonework like that anymore. And it's just amazing that it's still standing. It's just incredible.
After 800 years?
Yeah. And they still have Mass there every day.
That's a couple times a day.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are the tourists who are going around the outside. And then if you want to go to Mass and do proper Mass, you could sit around the inside. And that's what we did. And it's funny because even though I only understood maybe a third of what the guy was saying. But you still know when to sit, when to stand, when to say it, no matter what language it's in. Mm-hmm. And that was really cool.
That's awesome.
It's like we went to communion. And you still knew what to do just because it's universal.
So, yeah, yeah.
And I love that. That was really cool.
Yeah.
But that was just, I think that was probably I think aside from the opera house, that was my highlight of Paris was, you know, church at Notre Dame. We didn't get to go to the Louvre because we had to shop for my sister.
Oh.
Kind of bitter about that.
Well, you got to have something to go back to.
I know. It's just a point. I wanted to see a Van Gogh, damn it. I wanted to see the Mona Lisa, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
We got a Van Gogh hanging in the living room.
That was my whole point. I wanted to take a picture of the sunflowers.
Thing.
I wanted to
see if it said Amy. Poor Amy.
I would have photoshopped it in for you. But and the only other complaint I had besides the people was the shocking lack of available toilets. Like, you either had to pay to go.
Wow.
Or there were a couple of the free ones on the street that were actually kind of neat. They were like a self-cleaning, like revolving, like you went in, you did your thing, you came out, it closed the doors, and I don't know what it did, but when it opened again, everything was spotless. It was kind of neat. Like, there's some sort of TARDIS technology going on there. No, Brad, no.
Sterilized with radiation.
Yeah, probably.
Time and relative dimensions and shit.
But yeah, wow. It was, I mean,
it's a tortoise.
After church, I asked the lady if I could use the bathroom, and she said they didn't have any. I'm sorry. It's a working, operating church with a gift shop and a tour thing. There are bathrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And even in the restaurant that we went into, you had to have either a 50-cent piece or a coin from the waiter. Like, if you were a customer, they gave you a coin. But if you weren't, you had to pay. Like, people, no one, like, if I lived here, I'd have bladder infections all the time.
Wow. No wonder they're all mad walking
you
around.
Do have yeah. bladder infections
they're
all
the
constipated.
Time.
That's why when I got home, I was so afraid that I had one because after 3 days of not being able to go to the bathroom. But
that's ridiculous.
The funny part was in that same restaurant, the guy who was sitting next to us, my mom had gotten up to go to the bathroom, and he leans over and he says, "Pardon me." I said, "Yes." I'm thinking, "Oh God." He says, "Pittsburgh or Northern Ohio?"
Really?
I said, "Cleveland." Why? He goes, "I grew up in Akron." I said, "No way!" Like, here's this guy in France who knew exactly where we were from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just the cool. And he's talking about the Browns and how he went to St. Joseph High School. And, like, at first I thought he might have been a creep. But all the details,
yeah, you
there
can't
was no
make that
way.
Stuff up.
Yeah, there's no way he, yeah. He says, "I didn't mean to interrupt." He says, "I wasn't eavesdropping." He says, I caught the accent and it was familiar and it was nice to hear it.
So you
it
ran
again.
Into Henry Higgins?
Wow.
He actually kind of looked like Swingen. Like, physically, he looked like Ian McShane. But it was just really.
You have so got to watch Deadwood, dude.
It was just really cool. Like, out of. I'm 3,000 miles away, and this guy knew where we were from. And
it was all the mom, and I'm going to have some pop.
Shut up. We didn't ask for pop. We ordered water and crepes. And my mother, I didn't warn my mother ahead of time to order tap water instead of, if you just say water, they bring you Evian, which is like 4 pounds a bottle.
Oh, yeah.
€4 a bottle. And I didn't warn her ahead of time before I went to the bathroom to say, just tap water. But live and learn. But, yeah, it was just cool. It's like, what are the odds that you're going to run into somebody who knows where you're from and who knows the history of your football team better than you do?
No.
You know?
Anyone I ran into.
It was,
yeah, pretty much. Same here.
Yeah.
It was very cool. The only thing is I made a mistake with my phone. I should have gotten a phone that had unlimited data. Instead, I got the cheaper phone, and that was a debacle.
Uh-oh.
But look into that before you go.
You got a little piece of poo phone.
No, it's not poo. It just didn't serve the purpose I wanted it to.
You know, there's smartphones, and then there's dumb phones.
Well, no. Just,
this was a short bus phone.
No, well, it's an older phone, and I thought originally I was just going to need it to call my mother, you know, to and from my mother in case we get separated. Or to call a taxi or whatever. But I didn't realize the Wi-Fi in the hotels would be so expensive.
Go to DragonCon, it's worth.
I should have. I don't know about that. I should have gotten the unlimited data. Spent more on the phone and gotten the unlimited data plan. But that was, yeah, it was definitely an adventure. It felt like we were constantly unpacking and packing our bags. And then I flew back to Cleveland with Mom on the 1st and spent the night there and flew back to Louisville on the 2nd and promptly slept until Tuesday.
Get up, eat, watch some TV, fall asleep in the middle of something.
I think I'm just, you know what? When I got to England.
Oh, yeah. Big time.
I had that Sarah Jane moment in England where she first sees the TARDIS, and she first sees the Doctor again, and it's like, it's timeless and ancient and beautiful and old, and it's seen the universe, and me, I just got old. You know, like, I had that moment of, it's still as timeless as it was 12 years ago. I'm the one that got older, you know? It's just, it was amazing.
Too cool.
I need to do it again. Time to do it again.
You're an American. Do it again. So, the big question is, as we're starting to close out,
I'm sorry to ramble.
No, that's all right. That's what the show's for. Yeah, it's all about us rambling.
It was a full 2 weeks of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No problem at all there. Did you order a Le Royale with cheese?
I did.
I was wondering.
Did nice. I? That is exactly what I had at McDonald's when she had a Happy Meal.
Royale with cheese.
I did. And for some reason, they're against you ordering any kind of soda in France because it was really expensive.
Huh.
Like, the water was cheap, the wine was cheap, but...
You order a wine with your Whopper?
No, but to get a pop, because she and I were both like, about to kill somebody for Diet Coke by the end of it. And to get two large Diet Cokes, it was $5.20, which was like $7-something. But we were desperate. We were just desperate. Wow. Like, we're like, we're going to die.
But no 89-cent big gulps from a Thornton's, huh?
No, the things that you... No, but it's like it made you appreciate the little things about here. Like Wi-Fi.
Mm-hmm.
When they say it's free, it really is.
Mm-hmm.
There's no rigmarole to go through. Like in...
You got there's a couple of hoops sometimes.
No, but like with me in England... Like at the McDonald's, the Wi-Fi was free, but you had to register your email address, which is great. But if you can't get a text on your phone, how are you supposed
respond to
exactly?
It. Yeah,
like it's a catch 22. So it's like it doesn't work. I should have gotten the phone with data on it. Like I should have gotten the other phone.
Mm.
But yeah, it's little things like that, and the easy availability of bathrooms. things you take for granted.
No, we don't have pay toilets too often anymore over here.
So.
Or at least people who are able to say yes, you can use our bathroom, no problem. Like in church, you can use the bathroom anytime you want in church.
My bladder of iron has rusted.
I was so afraid. I'm like, I'm so prone to them anyway. I'm like, France is going to give me a bladder infection. I'm living on nothing but cheese sandwiches, and I'm going to get a bladder infection, and people are mean.
Lord. And there goes all of our Paris listeners.
No, see, but some people were really great. I don't know if it was the fact that it was, you know, the Christmas season, and people were just... rushing around, you know, because of that, if it's like that all the time, or maybe, I don't know, but, and I have a feeling like any major city, like the people outside the city are a little more genteel than the people who are part of the normal everyday rat race of a major city, right?
Yeah.
So go to Versailles or Versailles.
Yeah, I think next time if we go back to France, we'll do like an outside Paris thing. But I'm perfectly happy to stay in England.
Yeah, if I want to see the Eiffel Tower, I'll just go to King's Island.
And we could have done like a day trip from London. But we're like, well, you might as well go for a couple of days because there's a lot to see. Turns out we did mostly shopping for my sister.
Yeah, trend.
I sense a little bitterness.
Yeah.
A little bit. I'm like, we could shop. We could just get a pair of pants for her at the airport.
I think the beer was that bitter.
Like, the airport's going to have stuff, Mom. We can just buy stuff at the airport. Let's go see something we're never going to see again. Come on.
She'll never see those shops again.
Oh, my God. That poor man. His name was Steven. We must have been to that shop 4 or 5 times, and she bought a purse there and realized that it was too big to have as a carry-on, so she had to take the purse back.
Oh.
So the trends that go on in America with my mother go on abroad as well.
Hey, well, you know.
I should have known
you
better.
You get it naturally.
I should have known better. But no, I think she had a really good time, and I'm really proud of how well she did handle some things, because she could have really seriously wigged out a few times there, but she was okay. We didn't get arrested. Woo-hoo!
That's a plus.
Of course, you can never go back.
Yeah, James says, too bad your deportation papers came in the day you left.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, if that is it.
That was my amazing adventure. Awesome. And stay tuned to Facebook for pictures.
Sounds wonderful.
Normal pictures. Follow the Pod Culture Equal Opportunity Geekness feed, the page. And I think your Cardiff pictures will show up on TI, you said.
Awesome.
Wherever you want to post them, I don't care.
Facebook.com/podculture or Facebook.com/TARDIS Interruptus.
Or you can add me if you like to say that you're a listener.
There you go. And we will be back with more of the show right after she gets her visa renewed.
It was good for 6 months. I could have stayed.
Well, we're going through the motions. It's Christmas. Yes, we're going through the motions. It's Christmas. Same old story. Tradition.
It is time to charge up the geek batteries with a little geek cuisine. And, yeah, this looks like it could be a very dangerous one. We have three musketeers, even though there's four of us. But, of course,
yeah.
Not your plain ordinary whipped chocolate three musketeers.
Never.
We have hot cocoa with marshmallow.
I'm ready. Bring it on.
I want to be
our
D'Artagnan.
Friend Justin had suggested.
I was just about to say, Gunn can be D'Artagnan.
D'Artagnan!
Is there like
wait,
four of them?
Yeah. Like Athos, Porthos, Aramis, and D'Artagnan. Right?
Yeah.
Porthos is a beagle.
Aww.
Nerd. Okay, go ahead.
You got the joke.
Yeah, I know.
But yeah, three musketeers, hot cocoa with marshmallow.
It's melting. I have to eat it now.
And our friend Justin suggested them to me. Funnily enough, I had already picked up a bag.
There you go. And he wasn't wrong about his last suggestion.
No.
So.
But let's give these a shot. Hot cocoa with marshmallow, three musketeers.
Well, they're not as good as the apple ones, but they're still good.
It tastes just like a regular Three Musketeer, which isn't necessarily bad.
No, there's more cocoa to it.
Mm-hmm. There's a little more cocoa.
Less chocolatey, more cocoa-y.
And now it takes a second, but I am getting kind of the marshmallow one.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of vanilla-y.
Yeah, there it is.
Yeah.
Kind of hits on the back of the tongue.
I approve.
I may have to have another one just to be sure here.
Yeah.
I'm going to stick them in the freezer.
Fire.
Ooh, frozen ones? Yeah. These were frozen. Holy hell. Damn.
I could stick them in the freezer and come back at the close and
damn.
They're called hot cocoa.
Can't do it.
But as far as like that hot cocoa flavor, like, I don't know, I was expecting a more of a punch.
What if we heat it up? Oh, boo.
What do you do? Drop it?
No, I dropped a little piece of one. I don't want to get chocolate on myself. What if we heat up some milk and put one in and see what happens?
I might have to have a third one just to be sure.
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
But I give them a thumbs up. They're pretty good.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, it's a little more subtle than the candy apple one.
These you don't have to send to us, but if you do find candy apple ones, send them to us, please.
No, please.
I told you I ordered 2 bags of that off Amazon.
You said you were going to.
I did.
Good man.
And when I got them, one of the flaps was open on the box and one of the bags was open. Someone had taken some.
No way! Yes.
What?
Yes.
No, I didn't even bother.
Oh my gosh.
They didn't take many, but I mean, that's how irresistible they are. People are like, I'm going to break into your package and
that's
steal
like
your candy.
Fraud. Mm-hmm. You cannot break into somebody's package of chocolate.
Mm-hmm. That is terrible.
Oh. Contact the seller at least.
I would have.
I thought about it. I got a picture I can post.
Oh my God. Do it. Oh my God.
Yeah, put that one up on the feed.
Wow.
So, do not screw with my chocolate.
So have you torn through them already?
I'm trying to pace myself. I got to make it till next fall.
Oh. You ain't going to make it.
I'm not going to make it.
You ain't going to make it to the end of December.
You'll make it to Christmas.
I can't say anything. If I had a backup, I'd go through them too.
Mm-hmm. You did.
Awesome. Awesome.
These are pretty tasty though.
Yeah. These aren't bad.
Mm-hmm. So, my lemon, I like it. It makes my teeth hurt after 3.
Hot cocoa with marshmallow, 3 Musketeers. They're the little bite-sized minis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I approve.
If you find them, grab a bag, chow down.
Yeah, tasty.
And we will be back with more pod culture. Right after we do some more damage to this bag.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? You haven't done nothing. You fat lazy bum. The tree isn't up yet. The lights are not strong. The wreath's in the attic. The stockings aren't hung. And you drink your beer. Your wife became angry. She yelled in your ear. You had to out Christmas the neighbors this year. And yet you continue to procrastinate. You watched all that football and more pizza you ate.
Why are you still sitting on your dick?
Full season, no matter what's on, insightful to Rose Bowl, you'll watch everyone. So slothful this Christmas, no bells will you ring, 'cause the NFL playoffs are now in full swing.
A very old Christmas and one place to live is what you'll get in a doghouse if you don't move that ring.
it is time to put the final stamp on the passport of this episode. Final thoughts, guys? Glenn.
I've got a little show and tell thing.
Oh, yeah.
Saving.
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I remember...
you mentioned something about that over the steak for dinner.
Yeah.
A teaser about such a thing here.
Nice zipper sound effects there.
You buy another gun?
No, not a gun, but I can shoot things with this.
Technology. Laser.
Ooh.
Camera.
Laser gun. It's a phaser.
Then got him a new camera.
Got a new camera.
Oh, and Adam just geek-gazzled.
Let me see this. It's a T4i.
Yeah, the new Canon T4i.
Jesus! You weren't kidding when you said you dropped a load.
Yeah, I kind of splurged a little. And I got the one with the, what is it?
Kind of?
18 to...
18 to 135.
The thing is, if anybody can have a camera, it should be the guy in the helicopter.
Yeah.
And I splurged and got the 55 to 250 lens as well.
Bad.
I think Adam might jump you for that.
Uh-huh. And, it's really nice. This has the new lens that can autofocus for shooting HD video.
Okay.
The lens has been totally redesigned.
Can we go back to England and you come with me?
Yeah, seriously. I'm like, you know, before I ever do anything like Dragon Con again or something, I need something like this. I was looking and I had the first digital Rebel. Okay, I looked and my camera was 9 years old.
Jesus, you've had that thing that long?
I've had it that long. It was the first digital Rebel. And it shot 6.3 megapixels, and I was like, my phone shoots 8 megapixels.
Right.
Well, it probably still takes better pictures than the phone just because of the size of the sensor.
Yeah. So when I was like, wow, I could shoot like HD movies with this using the lenses, and the technology has just come so far.
Right.
And I figured now was the time. And Canon had a deal, $100 off.
Yeah.
And if you bought the lens at the same time, you got $150 off of the lens.
Ooh.
Nice.
So I mean, I saved $250 right off the bat.
That's a good chunk of the lens.
Yeah. Yeah, the lens was only like $72 after that.
Hot damn.
Crazy.
Yeah.
For a telephoto lens?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And well, that's after he saved $250 on it. So.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Wow.
And I realized that my credit card had bonus points that I could use towards Amazon. So I was like, oh, cool. So I ended up using like another $200 worth of credit card points towards it.
Hot damn.
And Amazon had a deal. If you buy the camera and accessories and stuff like 35 days later or something, you'll get credited back for like 2% of your purchase. And... Right after I placed my order, I had been looking at it, you know, for a couple of days. Right after I placed my order, the price on the camera dropped $55.
Boo!
But it hadn't shipped yet. So I got on there and I talked to him. And they credited me back to $55.
Nice.
Very cool.
That's customer service.
Yeah, they have great customer service. but when my telephoto lens showed up, it rattled.
That's never a good sign.
So it went back immediately, and the new one arrived a few days later. But,
that's not a sound you want to hear from.
No, I was like, I don't think it's supposed to do this.
No.
But other than that, everything's been smooth. Camera's been wonderful.
Wow.
I'm sitting there reading the manuals, enjoying it, and going, wow, this is so cool.
Okay, you're coming with me next time things. I go to England.
So there's going to be lots of new pictures of all of our little reptile pets and things around the house.
Please.
Yeah, microphone input. Mm-hmm. This has, what I like, it has a big screen on the back that folds out and flips so you can shoot from different angles.
I was watching Adam play with that. That's really cool.
It has live view, so when you're shooting video, you're watching the monitor on the back, but you can shoot your camera that way as well. So you hit the live view button, and then you're seeing out the lens on the back monitor.
Can you see through the lens when you're shooting, or is it not strictly the LCD?
Not when you're shooting video.
Okay.
But when you're shooting, you know, pictures.
Okay, you're shooting pictures, you shoot through the thing, and it's not a.
Yeah, it's not an SLR, or you know, it's not a straight through the lens. But the other thing that I like about this model that wasn't in the last model, since we're all used to our cell phone technology and the touch, this is actually a touch screen.
With the
live view.
Adam, you need a bib there, dude. You're kind of drooling.
He's going to cuddle it, isn't he? He's going to cuddle it.
With being like Smeagol.
Precious.
When you're using the live view, the touch screen has touch to focus.
Mm-hmm. I like that.
Just like your phone.
Yeah, I like that.
So for people that are more comfortable with like phone type shooting, you've got that, which adds for great flexibility because if you're shooting something at a weird angle or whatever, you can just touch to focus. And,
nice.
Yeah, really cool. So many things about it. I just love it. It's really cool.
Take Glenn to Dragon Con. We won't see him the whole damn weekend.
No. Mm-hmm.
No panels, no nothing. Just going around shooting pictures.
Just pictures.
I can shoot video of the panels, though.
That's awesome.
And it does have that feature like the, what is it, the HTC One, where you can actually shoot still pictures while you're shooting video.
Unless you drop it like my mother.
Ooh.
Oh, sorry.
She dropped her 1X. So it's got a mic line input on it.
It's got a mic line input. It's got stereo mic on top built in.
Oh, man, you could probably get a mount for an H1 just to mount right there on top of the camera.
That would be
like
cool.
Like the little ones that we've got? Yep. You could probably
get
a mount.
I know that's heavy, though. I don't know if that would work.
Hmm. Not that heavy.
It's front heavy, though.
Of course.
It's compared to that
heavy.
Thing?
No. It would probably be fine.
Oh, yeah. That
would be cool.
Yeah,
I thought you meant underneath.
I thought you meant
underneath.
No. Mount it where the hot shoe mount is.
Okay.
Yep. Right there on top.
Okay. H1 right there, that would be
great. You have to send me some info about that.
They're only like $90.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And they're fabulous.
That would be cool. If I was going to shoot any sort of movie stuff, that would be wonderful.
I mean, yeah, because does great sound. Even the little bitty one does great sound.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get better sound off of an H4, but sure, there's some kind of like sticky mount or something you could put on the bottom of an H1 to pop on there.
Hmm. Definitely have to look into that.
Too cool.
Adam is so drooling.
He loves it now.
Yeah, I'm so happy. I've been dragging this thing to work with me like every day. I'm like carrying like two backpacks every day when I go to work. I got my normal crap, and then I got my camera.
You shooting up in the copter?
I've been shooting some stuff from the helicopter, and just shooting sky and just whatever the heck I can find. And I'm just shooting
the massive
hell out of
tons
it.
Of fog we've had here of late.
Yeah, yeah.
Stop it!
I tried to catch some of the fog, but I missed.
Boo!
Never crack on my jokes again.
Never in about 5 seconds.
Pretty much.
Yeah. Oh, man. I'm jealous. That's too cool.
So that's my big Christmas present to myself.
I used my iPod on vacation. It's not fancy.
Dang cool, man.
That's awesome.
Wow.
Adam's final thought is, I'm going to steal it.
Can I fit this in my pocket?
Can I switch it with my T2i?
Yeah.
Maybe he won't notice.
Yeah. You know, I had seen a T3i at Sam's Club, and it was on sale like $100 off. And I was like, oh, I might have to get that. And I started doing a little research and saw this thing and saw it was $100 off as well. I was like, man, you know, with the touch screen and the whole new lens system. This is a brand new lens. I forget exactly what they call it, but like I said, it's made to be able to autofocus while you're shooting HD and quietly, not silent, but quiet.
Instead of that, mine does.
Yeah, I tried with one of the other lenses with the live view and stuff, and it was all just, you know. Mm-hmm. With this, it's nice.
Wow.
So I'm very, very happy.
I would be pleased with that, too, my friend. Very nice.
Now I just need to do more things to take pictures of.
He's got a wrist strap, too. Very important.
Oh, yeah, I never put the neck strap on there. Yeah. It always just gets in the way. And I had this little wrist strap from something else. I was like, you know, I just want just a little something. Just a security.
Don't you dare drop that thing.
No, he will beat you senseless.
Yes.
Can you get insurance on cameras?
I know you can get like an extended warranty.
Yeah.
Okay.
So I guess you could.
Then you just claim it was stolen out of your car.
But my first digital Rebel is 9 years old and looks brand new out of the box.
Wow.
So, I mean,
you do.
I take care of it. I mean, there's always a chance for an accident.
They're still good. I mean, that's may not have the most current technology, but you can take some really damn good pictures with it.
The 1 year we were at DragCon, you're hanging over the edge of the damn balcony shooting pictures of the parade.
When I was on the bus, I made sure my wrist strap was uber tight, and I was like leaning over the side of the bus taking pictures with my iPod.
Yeah, you got it.
I didn't drop it like my mom did.
Got to get those good angles.
Yeah.
Because I don't want the bus railing in the way.
Mm-hmm.
Adam, final thoughts, man?
I'll risk life and limb for a good picture.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I got nothing. Really, honestly. Go and watch something and play some good games.
Call the voicemail line.
Or call a voicemail line. Or leave a review of our show, like on iTunes or something.
Yes, please.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't got any comments on the show in a while.
It's been a while.
On iTunes.
Even if we suck, tell us.
Yes. But be constructive.
Yes. Tell us why we suck.
Yes.
It's because you curdle milk when you laugh, dear.
Well, people shouldn't have sensitive dairy products next to their iPods.
Yeah, this old reference, because we actually got that critique one time.
Yeah.
Like, really?
That my laughter curdled milk. And I sent him a very nice email back saying, I do apologize. But if your dairy products are that sensitive, perhaps they shouldn't be listening to your podcasts.
Yeah.
I was very nice about it. Everybody is entitled to their opinion.
Nice and
not everybody has to
and
like
rather
me.
Humorous
You're
about
not gonna
it
hurt
too.
My feelings if you don't like me. It's okay.
Yep.
That is their opinion.
Your problem, not ours.
Right. I don't it's not gonna hurt my feelings. You're allowed.
Oh. So any final thoughts, Christina?
How long can I legally claim jet lag?
I think you're probably reaching the expiration date on that one about
I'm
now.
I'm still tired. My final thought is go get your passport. Even if you don't use it for another year or two or 7 years, go get it and have it. This way, if
It'll
you have the opportunity.
All the more incentive to go
somewhere.
Yeah, this
way, if you have the opportunity to have an adventure, you're all set to go. And the cost of them is just going to go up. So get it now.
And put it in a lead envelope so no one can read it.
Oh, God. Just go get it. Just so you have it before the prices go up.
I had to get that in there before Glenn said something. Oh, and my final thought. If you are looking to add an additional podcast to your collection that you listen to, we have finally launched the rebooted and new incarnation of The Geek Spin,
which
is now Pod Culture Geek Spin.
Woo-hoo.
Try to get some of these guys in on some crazy stuff every once in a while.
Yay.
You know, just stuff that's, you know, maybe too short or a little different than what we would normally do. Try to get that in, throw in some good tunes, and just have some fun. And you can find that over at thegeekspin.com. Well, it's about that time, so I guess we're out of here.
Yeah. Be seeing you.
Cheers.
Have a good one.
Theme music for Pod Culture provided by the band Beatnik Turtle. Check out the band and their other great music online at beatnikturtle.com.
If you want to reach us here at Pod Culture Central, there are many different ways.
You can email us feedback@podculture.net.
Call our voicemail line 812-672-4763. That's 812-672-4POD.
Comment on the website podculture.com.
Drop us a line, give us a call, or send us an MP3.
Let us know how we're doing and what you'd like to hear on the show. We'd love to hear from you.
Pod Culture, equal opportunity geekness.